Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Speaking of Deakin Wealth Management, Daryl Barnes here from Deakin Wealth. Daryl, good to have you here. Good morning.
Well, Ted, thank you very much for having us. It's a great new year, and happy new year to you.
Happy new year to you. And we appreciate, again, you were in a few months ago, and we mentioned then that your sponsorship of this show. Thank you for that. Every morning I think about your smiling face when I read this to start the show. We should mention that with snow in the forecast this weekend, you are one person. I mentioned that to you before. I mean, you and school kids are just thrilled about snow. And in your case, it's because you're a duck hunter.
Absolutely. We want those ducks to come down with the bad weather. But I also have a daughter and a wife that are school teachers.
Oh, so then that's what they want that too.
Snow days are big in our house.
Yeah. So I guess. So before we get into to finances and all, the colder weather and the high winds and everything, will that bring ducks, you know, toward a quiet creek and things like places like that?
Well, we certainly hope so, because the ducks typically will migrate from north to south.
Okay.
And it's been so warm this year that they really haven't moved much in terms of coming south for us. So this nice northwest wind, it's going to get rid of a lot of water in the creek, but hopefully it'll bring some ducks.
You have a dog, Boss.
Oh, yeah.
Is Boss a duck hunter along with you?
Boss is a truly bred for duck hunting retriever. He's actually out of a field trial breeder out of Wisconsin, who's probably the most famous one in America. Her name's Mary Howley.
Okay.
So he is born and bred to do it. I just have to stay out of his way.
Do you have a duck blind or something, or how do you go about this?
Well, I'm a member of a club called Widewater Waterfowl, and we have several blinds all over the place.
Okay.
So depending on the wind and the weather and the duck reports, you know, we move from place to place.
So Saturday and Sunday you'll be bundled up and out there?
We'll be there. I don't know exactly where we'll be, but
okay.
We'll be there.
If you ever do a video on this, I'd love to see video of you in action.
Well, I appreciate that. We actually have a highlight video of Boss from last year. It's on our website, and it's actually on our YouTube Deakin Wealth channel as well.
Okay. I'll go check that out. I may have to share that, because it's fascinating. And when you came in and I said, yeah, there's snow in the forecast, and you were like, yeah, I know. So it's always good to find out what's you know, people's hobbies and all. And that is fantastic. We have you here to talk about with just finances and the market. We'll get into all of that. Do you have people at the beginning of the year who decide, you know, I'm going to get in shape physically, and also I'm going to try to learn a little bit more about money? I would guess you have people that make that a New Year's resolution, and people should make that a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, the New Year's typically gets people to reflect. Okay, what did I do last year, and what should I be doing moving forward? And I don't care whether that's your diet, your exercise, just creating new habits. Finances play into that as well. So everybody kind of gets their year-end statement, and they go, oh, wow, that was a bad year, or oh, wow, that was a great year. What should I do differently? And we're doing a lot of reviews now for our clients. We're actually getting a few folks that have attended our classes that we've been holding at Germana, and they're coming back saying, hey, I'd like to get my hands on this and get it under control. A lot of folks end up doing what I call the shopping bag approach to handling their finances. They take all the statements, and they just keep shipping them into shopping bags. And eventually they may or may not look at them. But at this time of year, when you're getting so many, it's a great time to accumulate them and take them to a financial advisor. It doesn't have to be us. It just has to be somebody that you trust. And there are ways of finding financial advisors. A lot of people are looking us up on the internet these days. But I find it a great way just to talk to your friends. Hey, who are you working with and are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you'll get the answer that, oh, I'm working with so-and-so, but I haven't talked to him in a long time. So it might be a good time to reevaluate your relationships as well. And we see that. We're pretty fortunate. You know, the market's been all over the place in the last couple of months. And I get a lot of comments from folks saying, oh, man, I bet your phone's ringing off the hook. And really, it doesn't at our firm. Because when we sit down with folks, we set expectations, we set goals, and we want to make sure that we can withstand these tough times in addition to the good times. And the phone really doesn't ring, but we're always making calls out as well, saying, hey, we'd love to have you in here. We want to tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
And I actually sent you a copy of something. You know, I try to let people know what I'm thinking. Because if I'm sitting there in a black box and everybody's kind of wondering, okay, well, is he doing anything? Is he paying attention? But we're really looking at things on a macro basis, and then we try to scale that back to the micro basis, being individual decisions, for lack of maybe better terms.
I remember, Daryl, when we talked the last time, you talked about when a person's looking for a financial advisor and comes in, it's an interview for both them and you, because you both have to feel comfortable with each other.
Yeah, it's got to be a fit. In fact, the very first meeting we have with anybody, I call it a fit meeting, because you may sit down and immediately not like me, or you may sit down and immediately like me, and vice versa. There are some folks that you're just not going to get along with in this world, and you have to accept that and move on. But there are a whole lot of folks that you do get along with and will appreciate what you do for them, because we're all about trying to bring value to a relationship. We think it always becomes apparent whether it's good or bad. If you go to Ruth's Chris and you spend $20 on a steak, you expect to get a $20 steak. Mm-hmm. If you go to McDonald's and buy a dollar hamburger, you expect to get a dollar hamburger. If either one of those things doesn't fit your expectations, then you're probably not getting the value that you were looking for. So I see it the same way in relationships.
And I guess with what you do, you have a way of looking at things, and you and the potential client, you've got a match, or you've told stories about people that you just couldn't work with.
That's true.
They had a lot of money and it wasn't going to work.
Yeah, and again, it's all about the relationship. If you are like oil and water and you're never going to mix, you know, it's better for both of you in the long run,
right,
to work with somebody else. I'm just a big believer in that, and I'm also a believer in trying to improve people's lives. As long as we're doing something of value for you,
sure.
It's almost like dipping your foot in a pond. You're going to make some ripples, and hopefully those ripples will touch other folks in a positive way.
And I guess if you haven't kept up with this, and it's something that you feel it's never too late. Don't if you know it's something you need to do, even if it's you're older. Start today. Start now.
The best time to start is always now, whether it's I'm going to exercise, or I'm going to eat better. Your finances are really no different. And there's an old proverb, and I can't remember exactly who came up with it, but no matter how far you go down the wrong road, it's never too late to turn around, mm-hmm. and you can get back on the right road. And again, that applies to anything.
I like what you say. You look for someone you trust, or ask some people, or a number of ways to find you or someone else. But this is a good time to do it.
Yeah, and there's a whole lot of folks. I mean, so you can interview 3 or 4 or 5. You know, it doesn't matter how many financial advisors you want to interview. It's similar to when we provide referrals to other professionals. We're going to give several different names and several different types of personalities. Because you're going to mesh with one of them, but you may not mesh with all of them.
Hmm. So I pick you. How often do you want to? How often should I be sitting down with you? Is that just vary on as far as the person goes?
Yeah, it really does. Some folks want to hear from us on a weekly basis, so they're reading our market commentary, which we send out on a weekly basis, and they're just checking it out very closely. And if there are questions, they're going to call us or come in. And we encourage that. There are other folks that are like, don't call me unless the ship is sinking, you know, and that might be next year. But we encourage folks to meet with us on a quarterly basis at a minimum. And that way we kind of keep a feel on the pulse of the market, but yeah. also their individual accounts and what's going on in your life. You know, I had a client in the other day, and we've been working together for a long time, and I saw this shiny thing in my face, and I'm like, what is that? She said, well, I'm getting married in May. Okay, well, we've got this change that we need to address. And, you know, congratulations. But, you know, let's think about these other factors that we're working with now.
Interesting. Daryl Barnes here with Deakin Wealth Management. You're located just on Route 17.
Absolutely.
In Stafford.
Yeah, it's 20 Commerce Parkway, Suite 109. And if you are familiar with the Route 17 corridor, it's a pretty busy place, but there's a 7-Eleven on the corner of Commerce Parkway. And if you turn in there, we're the fourth building on the right.
Yeah, you're right near England Run.
Yes.
If you're looking for England Run, and you're right before Geico.
Yes, absolutely. So, we're within probably 3/4 of a mile of Geico.
Yeah, it's a great location. As far as the website is deaconwealth.com?
Absolutely.
Deaconwealth.com is the website, and the phone number if someone wants to get a hold of you?
It's 540-371-8585.
Daryl Barnes here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Daryl Barnes with Deakin Wealth Management in Stafford here this morning. He's on Route 17. DeaconWealth.com is the website to find out more if you're interested in some of the things that Daryl's talking about. We'll talk about it before we get out of here. Great, great website of where you've got just a lot of different videos and just a lot of good information. We will talk about that too. But DeaconWealth.com is the website. You mentioned, Daryl, in the last segment, just the way the market was in. Boy, towards the end of the year, especially in December, it was just some days. It was breathtaking to look at all of this. I mean, you watched it all, and it was terrifying, but it was just the kind of thing that you wanted to keep watching.
Well, it's like going to King's Dominion and watching the folks on the roller coaster.
Yeah,
you know, you don't mind watching somebody else be scared. It's just when you get scared yourself. And from the end of October through the end of the year, we had some really wild swings, and most of the swings were down. And a lot of folks, it's almost like the rain. You know, you talk about having a lot of rain. When it rains for 3 or 4 days, you expect it to rain for the next 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So now you're prepared. You're carrying your umbrella everywhere. You're carrying your raincoat. But then the following 3 or 4 days, it's actually beautiful. And the markets kind of work the same way. Everybody goes, oh, it's all going down. It's going to go down forever. Nothing ever goes down or ever goes up forever. It's like a big wheel. It's a cycle.
You've seen this before, and I think that was one. Whenever we talk about this, I always like talking to you because you've seen it. I mean, you lived 08 in all of that, and you lived it very up close.
Up close and personal. 01 and 08.
Yeah.
And the first one was the internet bubble. The Y2K phenomenon. And then the next one actually came in the early aughts, you know, the 01 through 03, that arena. There were several in that arena. And then 08 came along, and, you know, you can blame that on whoever you want to blame it on, but there was a lot of regulatory help to that one, where the politicians got involved in financial marketplaces, including real estate, and trying to say everybody needs this, and that legislation led to a horrific move with regard to what financial companies did.
Well, and even personally, I mean, you lived 08 especially up close of where a lot of us looked at some of this, and it was they were news headlines to you. It was life changing.
Absolutely. When you walk in the office every day and you feel like you're getting hit in the stomach with a baseball bat, that's when you realize this is when you earn your money. You know, we're financial advisors, and we do well financially, simply because it's kind of the nature of the beast. But we earn our money in certain markets, and we make our money in other markets.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of the price you pay. It's almost like paying your dues. But you have to be good in those realms. You can't be scared, and you can't run away. I've heard the definition of courage is being scared, but not running away and doing your job. And that's kind of what a good financial advisor would do for you.
And did you mentioned in December with all the ups and downs that you didn't hear from a lot of people, that I think a lot of people just were willing to just to ride it out. And that's what you've talked about, that in these situations, you have to have a long-term view.
Absolutely. And it was really encouraging. One of the meetings I've had this past week, we were doing some financial reviews of 2018 and moving forward to 2019, is I said, you know, have you been paying attention to what we've been putting out? You know, these letters that I've been writing, these the weekly commentaries. And she said, yeah, I absolutely love that. And then I got my statement and it was down, because everything was down last year.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of a tough thing to do when you see a minus sign beside your account. And she said, but I got to tell you, I have such a good feeling about you guys, because I was thinking about it and you guys called me immediately, just because, you know, it's what you do. And I knew you were on it, and I felt really good about it. And even though I was down, and fortunately I was able to show her that we have already recovered that loss. So we're 10 days into the new year,
yeah,
and the market is really doing very well at this point. Relatively speaking, you know, the last 2 months of 18 were very difficult times. I mean, the market would be down hundreds of points and be up hundreds of points, and it was just kind of a seesaw. And a lot of times you don't see much activity near a year end like that. And if you do see a lot of activity, the volume is not statistically significant. So you can see the large swings, but they really don't mean anything. These actually did mean something, because they were computer-based, so there were a lot of trades which were affecting these gains and losses. And we're starting to see the opposite right now, which is great.
We often hear with the markets in which you know, people will – there's the day-to-day things that we see, but just surrounding the markets and just kind of the infrastructure of everything – overall, the economy and all that surrounds us, how are we doing?
I got to tell you, this is one of the strongest economies I think I've ever seen in my career with regard to the strength of earnings for companies, the ability for them to maximize those earnings and kind of magnify them, the tax structure that we've seen, the strength of the United States economy with regard to the rest of the world. The only issue that I'm kind of seeing on the horizon that is dragging things down are the tariffs that we've imposed around the world. But I truly believe that those tariffs will get lifted at some point, because they're being used for a reason. They're not being used as a permanent solution. And we're starting to see those tariffs work on the other countries with regard to their earnings and their gross domestic products being minimized, which is making it more difficult for them, meaning that they are going to need to come and negotiate with us. And I think ultimately it's going to pay dividends, but in the meantime, it's pretty restrictive.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought of it was towards the end of the year. A couple of downtown businesses talked about how the tariffs were affecting them of getting some products in, and how it really was slowing down and impacting how they could get things in. I hadn't thought about it in those terms, and they were dealing with it.
Yeah, and you don't think about those ancillary effects until they've hit you. You know, like my farmer friends, these international issues that we've had with trade have severely impacted them, and it's tough because you're not used to dealing with it. But when they resolve themselves, I think they're going to resolve themselves very, very nicely, you know, to the Americans' benefit. But one other thing that's out there is we've had decreasing energy prices, you know, and that serves as basically kind of freeing up extra cash in your wallet every day. When you have to go fill up your car, you're not having to spend $20. You might spend $15 or whatever the number happens to be. In my truck, I have a great big truck, so those numbers are much bigger.
Yeah.
which is severely impacts me, but it's nice when you're paying less than $3 a gallon.
Well, you've mentioned a couple of times, and I guess this is what you do when you talk about looking on the horizon and looking to be, and that is what you have to do. Just to be ready.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever been out in the ocean on a boat, but everything looks the same.
Yeah.
So you have to pick that point on the horizon and move toward that point without variation. And it's not the easiest thing for a lot of folks to do. And it's like when I was teaching my kids to drive. If you think about this, when you are in traffic, if you look at where you want to be, which is in the center of the lane, your car is going to gravitate that way. But if you see a Jersey barrier coming up and you start to focus on the Jersey barrier, guess where your car goes?
Yeah, it goes over.
Yeah, it's almost like it's magnetized over there. And I think we see the same thing with financial markets. If you expect bad things to happen, bad things are probably going to happen. So what we're trying to do is to say, okay, if we see bad things, how do we avoid them? And that's, you know, keeping your eye on the prize.
Well, and I guess when you sit down with a person and you're able to talk it out about their level of comfort and what their level of comfort and kind of risk, then that's how you're able to determine, then we'll focus more on these kind of stocks than these kind of stocks.
Exactly. Everybody's different. And if you can think about going to a financial advisor, kind of like going to Al Bundy's shoe store. Al Bundy had all kinds of shoes and different sizes and stuff, but there were a lot of folks trying to cram their feet into smaller sizes than what they were used to.
Yeah.
And that's never going to work out. And, you know, your taste and your risk tolerance and everything kind of changes over time. I just had a gentleman the other day, which was a very refreshing conversation. He's a recently new client to us. We've been working with him for probably 3 months, and he said, you know, I'd like to stay in the middle lane on 95. That's one of my analogies. The right lane is conservative, the middle lane is kind of moderate, and the left lane would be more aggressive for growth orientation.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I'd like to be there. And then he calls me the other day and says, you know, I've listened to what you said, and I would actually like to kind of put two wheels into that left lane. So, you know, we can change that. It's mm-hmm. almost like a radio dial. You're kind of changing the volume as necessary. And it works. But you have to stay in contact with your financial advisor in order for that to work. It's a partnership. It's not here, take care of this, and everything's going to be okay. Because while that can work, it doesn't normally work. Because one party doesn't understand the inner workings of what's going on most of the time.
That's interesting, though. But, you know, especially that analogy, and you know, maybe for a while, for a few years, you want to go over in the left lane. But then as you get older or closer to retirement, you might not want to have that much risk out there, I guess.
Unless you're in Fredericksburg. You know, there are a lot of detours and Jersey walls and things that are cutting off these lanes.
Oh, they certainly are. And you know that on 17, having negotiated that for a number of years.
Absolutely.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Daryl Barnes from Deakin Wealth Management here with us in studio this morning. DeaconWealth.com, the website. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Daryl Barnes in the studio with us this morning from Deakin Wealth Management. They're on 20 Commerce Parkway in Stafford. That's off of 17 in the England Run area. If you're headed toward Geico, you'll take a left. Across the street, the way there is England Run, but easy to get to. And you walk in, and you're greeted by Boss. He is the boss, and he will greet you, but in a very friendly way.
Well, and Boss is a black lab for those of you that don't know who he is. He's 3 years old. He spends probably in excess of 20 hours a day with me. So he's kind of picked up a little bit of my personality, so you need to be aware of that. But he is a super friendly guy, and his favorite thing is to make friends. So if he barks at you initially, it's to say hello and let us know that you're there. But there's not a mean bone in his body. So he's just a big old lovable – I call him 80 pounds of hug me.
Yeah, oh, definitely. If you want to get a hold of Daryl, you can do that at deaconwealth.com or at 540-371-8585, 371-8585. If you hear him talking today and think, I'd like to talk to him about some things, or I think I could strike up a relationship with him. One of the things you mentioned in the first segment, I've talked about this with you before, it's not unusual for people to come in with just a bag of all of their receipts and just say, here you go. And that must be interesting.
It is very interesting because it's typically not a bag of receipts, but a bag of statements.
Or statements, yeah.
The receipts go to the accountants. But the statements that we get in are varied. They are, you know, they might be dealing with four or five different financial companies. They've worked at different areas and left a 401k behind. Or they had an IRA at an old bank, or they had another relationship, or grandma left me some money, or there's all these different scenarios that play. And then we take that information and synthesize it in our wealth management tools and try to make sure that the income that we have is sufficient to meet any expenses for the rest of your life. Because ultimately that's our goal, is to get you retired and keep you that way. Because our definition of retirement is being able to do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it, and having the financial ability to do it. And that's a pretty simple definition, but it's just not necessarily an easy thing to accomplish.
Well, one of the things, and a lot of people wonder, when should I, you know, set up a relationship with a financial advisor? I would think that any time is good, but I mean, especially if you're somebody who's, you know, maybe this is your first, you've just gotten your first job, you graduated from college in December and got your first job. You may not be making a lot, or maybe you are, but right away sit down with somebody, because the earlier the better.
The earlier the better, and also try to understand what you don't know. You know, there are a lot of folks that think that, oh, we can do this on our own, and you can. You can do anything if you have the want to, the know-how, and the ability. If you lack any one of those three things, you need to find somebody that can help you. And I don't care if you're talking about building a deck or building a financial plan. I mean, we have CPAs that we work with who want us to manage the money because they simply don't want to. It's not like they can't. And with the internet out there, everybody has the tools, and the education is pretty easy to find. It's not necessarily easy to kind of wade through, because there's a lot of opinions that are out there with regard to finances versus, hey, this is black and this is white, and then this is the shade of gray that makes things work. A lot of folks just don't understand that. And that's the one thing I like to bring to the table is I'm a classically trained economist, degree in economics with a minor in speech communication. So I call that my degree to talk about money. And the beauty of what our studies encompassed was we had to learn fiscal policy, monetary policy, macroeconomics, microeconomics, and making sure that the macro dynamics that were at work out there, or are at work out there, can actually translate into your personal life. You know, how does this affect us? And that's a lot of fun. But there are a lot of folks who don't understand economics, and a lot of those folks are residing up in Washington, D.C. right now in Congress. I mean, the basics of economics, you know, they don't understand a lot of that. And it's very frustrating to see that. So, sorry, I'm getting on my political soapbox here a little bit, just simply because, you know, America, we are a capitalistic society, meaning that you should be able to get paid to do things well.
Right.
You are a great radio broadcaster. I am not. Therefore, you should be compensated to do that very well. You know, and that's where we run into the issues of, oh, well, Ted, you know, you can do this very well, but I should be paid the same even if it's my first day.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't work, because that's against human nature.
Well, and the other thing is, when you talk about, I mean, with so much available on the internet, it's easy for us to think, I can, you know, I can do this. But when you talk about, you're looking at things like Fed policy, and just the, you know, we were talking about just the pillars of the economy, and to know when to go into this type of stock and when to get out. And there are a lot of things that you know that I can't possibly know. Even just, you know, the internet's not the end all.
Absolutely. I mean, this is almost like playing golf. You know, you can go study a golf swing and have a pro teach you all the different mechanics of a swing, but until it becomes ingrained, you're not going to understand. Like Tiger Woods has probably forgotten more about golf than most people will ever know. And financial advisors like me with a lot of gray hair, we picked up a lot of stuff that we weren't even realizing we were picking up over the years. And I mean, I'm in my 31st year of financial services. I can't believe that number. I never thought I'd live that long, number one, but much less have a career that's lasting that long. So when we see the nuances that are out there, hey, this is what the Fed said, this is what the Fed did, that's where we're talking about the monetary policy, and that's where we're affecting the cash flow or the money supply that's in the economy. But it also affects the velocity of money, which is how fast money can travel through the economy, which will either hurt or help earnings of companies, and ultimately earnings of companies is what affects the either the gains or the losses of the markets, because increasing earnings typically lead to increased stock prices and vice versa. And those are the little things that you pick up as along the way, and we may not necessarily say that in any particular conversation, but we can say, hey, with this particular dynamic at work, this is the type of investment that typically will work in this environment. And it has proven itself over time.
And I would think, you know, because I can be sitting down with you and I can say, look at some stocks and say, hey, these all look good. Let's do that. And you may know just little things like long term, or I don't think we want to go there, or maybe we do want to go there. But there are things you're going to know that just because you've done this for 31 years.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's because you're looking at things from a rearview mirror perspective. Not being a financial professional, you're not necessarily saying, okay, this is how this projects forward. This is how it's done in the past. Therefore, I think it's going to continue to do that in the future. Well, I mean, think about a large company that now runs into a regulatory roadblock, or they do a lot of business overseas, and now overseas is saying, hey, you're persona non grata. Those are the kind of things that we have to look out for. And we do have some prejudices and stuff that, you know, there are companies I just don't like because I've been in the store and I just don't like it. So when you tell me you want to buy it, I'm going to tell you why I don't think you should. And we'll have those conversations. And if you still want to buy it, by all means, but you're going to get the good and the bad. You're going to see me talk like a politician, talking out of both sides of my mouth, because I want to envelop the entire subject.
Yeah,
and that can be your retirement plan, or that can be a particular stock or a mutual fund. It doesn't matter. But that's the only way that I've found to be effective in this business.
Darryl Barnes with Deakin Wealth Management here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. So when you get started with a client, walk me through what happens and how you some of the things you may give them, or you know how a person gets going in this.
Well, we start off with what we call a client profile sheet, and that's going to be name, address, phone number, things like that. But then it's going to start asking you questions about where do you live, what's your mortgage, where are your bank accounts, where are your investment accounts, who's your attorney, who's your CPA. If you don't have one, would you like one? Do you have necessary legal documents set up, maybe a will or living will or power of attorney? And we try to take that information along with the statements that go along with them so that we can know where the individual positions are and how they're structured, so that we can create something that will show them a picture of where they are right now. And then if that picture works with the picture that we think, you know, they can be, because we'll put them side by side, and a lot of times it'll end up as a pie chart. Hey, you are 20% in this and you're 30% here, but we think you should probably be closer to 18% here, or you know, whatever the numbers happen to be. And when we set that side by side, a lot of folks say, well, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised. I didn't know what I was doing and I got lucky. And that's good. I mean, sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good. I know I would be. But we also want to try to dial that in, because at some point your luck's going to run out. And we don't want it to run out at the wrong time. You know, that's where we start with the client profile. And then when we go through that profile, we show you what we can do. And then folks have to decide whether it's worthwhile or not. And there are some folks that are going to say thank you, but no thank you. And there are going to be folks that are going to beat down our door saying, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Please help me and all my friends. And that's the greatest compliment we can get, is for somebody to tell us how well we do. But it's a much better compliment for them to tell their friends and actually say, you need to do this as well. And man, I got to tell you what, the ego boost that you get out of that, the mental justification or payment from that, that's much better than making any money, because the emotional boost that we're getting from helping people is just awesome. And when that happens first, the money typically follows later on. So we're not, you know, financially based in terms of incentives.
Yeah, no. Well, and I was going to say, boy, what a great feeling it must be to start off with somebody and see that pie chart's not where it should be, but, you know, in a matter of years or how long it takes to get it to where, you know, that they've got some, like you say, hope to be able to retire and stay retired.
Yeah, and that comes down to a cash flow analysis, because we want to make sure that you have enough cash flowing in and through your portfolio to pay for your expenses and have a little money left over at the end of the month instead of a little month left over at the end of your money.
Boy, and you think about things that are causing problems and just a lot of issues in this. I mean, healthcare costs.
Oh my goodness!
You take a look at that, and you just I know personally, I look at it and you just think, how is this ever going to work?
And I got to tell you, man, the politicians that are out there, they need to really focus on this. I think Trump actually said something about it the other day, but it was something that I saw years ago, is that, yeah, it's nice if you pay low premiums, but if you can't pay the deductible to walk in the door,
yeah,
what good is it?
Yeah, I've seen that with a number of different people lately, that the deductibles are the thing.
Yeah, and we've seen a lot of, medical professionals leave the profession, mm-hmm, simply because it's become too burdensome for them regulatory-wise. And there are a whole lot of dynamics at work here. The goal is to make sure that we have a healthy community. I think this is Daryl speaking, saying this is what I think should happen. And I think that medical care should be out there and available to folks. But you should also understand that if you think that you're getting the same care from each and every provider, and they're going to be compensated at the same rate, that's probably not going to happen. You know, you might have a first-year doctor and he's competing against, mm-hmm, a guy next door who's been in practice for 25 years. He's been there, done that, seen everything, and it's probably going to be able to give you better advice than the new guy. But if you try to apply the same standards to them with regard to how much they're going to get paid from an insurance company, that's where we start to run into trouble.
Yeah.
And we, you know, whether you like attorneys or don't like attorneys, the plaintiff's bar, I think, is they're a significant drag on that particular industry, because doctors need to take two or three steps to satisfy something that they already know. You know, yeah, if you are the 20-year doctor, you've seen something 1,000 times, these are all the symptoms, this is what you have. But now that same 20-year doctor has to say, okay, you have to take three more tests just so I can make sure that I've covered all,
sure,
the boxes.
Yeah. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Daryl Barnes with Deakin Wealth Management here this morning. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Daryl Barnes of Deakin Wealth Management in studio with us this morning. Good to have Daryl here and talking about all of this. You've got if people are interested in sitting down in a larger setting in having you talk about this stuff, you've got a meeting coming up, or a meeting scheduled for later in the month.
Absolutely. On the 24th, it's a Thursday at 5 o'clock, we're having the Outlook for 2019. And this is not just, you know, me spouting off my projections for 2019. This is actually from our research department at LPL Financial. And they've been pretty accurate over the last 8 years. I mean, they've just really done a very good job. And the thing that I like about it is the way that we present the material is very basic, so that you can understand the concepts. And then if you want to drill down and get a little more complicated, it's very easy to do. And we can go deep or we can go shallow, but it's all driven by the folks that are there. You can ask whatever questions you want. And we're going to have chili.
Ooh.
We're going to have chili and
okay,
some
that's got my,
and all
that's,
that kind of stuff. So,
it's got my attention.
But just let us know if you're coming. Okay, so please RSVP to our office at 371-8585. Or we can always send one of these invitations out to you so that you can get more details. So feel free to call the office. Patty and Michelle are my assistants, and they do a fantastic job of setting these things up and making sure they run smoothly.
371-8585. If you want to do that, deaconwealth.com is the website. And the fact that you can ask questions and get, because boy, there just are a lot of people out there spouting out a lot of different things about what they think you should do. I hear it all the time on some of the shows on the station where someone says, you know, you got to get out of this, or you got to get into this, or and to talk to somebody like you say, somebody that's got some background in this and has been doing this for a while.
Well, you need to be careful of the people that are speaking in absolutes. This is what you always have to do. This is what you should never do.
Yeah.
These are the seven things that are going to line up. Man, pay attention to that person's agenda. A lot of times they're on the buy side of a situation, or a lot of times they're on the sell side of a situation, or they're just trying to get you to buy a particular product. What a true financial advisor is going to do is to figure out who you are, why you're sitting in that chair across from them, and how can you help that person have a great life? You know, money's a tool. It's not a goal. And a lot of the folks that you see as talking heads on these shows, their whole goal is to give you a certain mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be super conservative or super liberal if you're talking about politics. When you're talking about finance, there are the bears and there are the bulls and there are the guys that are selling their newsletters, and they'll have four different talking heads. Two of them may agree and two of them are never going to agree, but they're all there for a reason. They're there to promote their agenda. When the agenda is you, you know, that's a pretty good agenda to have versus having you bend to somebody else's agenda, which is why we like to do these events, because it always started off with questions. Why are you here?
Yeah.
What questions do you want to have answered before we leave?
Yeah. January 24th at 5 o'clock, Market Outlook at Deakin Wealth Management, 20 Commerce Parkway in Stafford, 371-8585. Daryl Barnes, good to have you here. We'll talk again soon.
Ted, thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful 2019, and thank you for having us here.
See you soon. Good luck, Duck Hunting.
Thank you. Take care.
Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.